Hello, this is your Polycast for Monday, February 11th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, Senator Amy Klobuchar announces a run for the Democratic presidential nomination. Amy Klobuchar is now officially a candidate for president of the United States. At her campaign kickoff across the Mississippi River from downtown Minneapolis, Klobuchar laid out a vision for a more collaborative federal government. Mark Zedeklik reports.
A large crowd of supporters bundled up and braved snow and cold weather for hours to hear Klobuchar announce her presidential campaign. The two main signs read the same: Amy for America, but came in red and blue, a visual appeal beyond the Democratic base. As snow collected on her coat and in her hair, Klobuchar called for the country to come together to strengthen environmental and gun controls and to tackle campaign finance and immigration reform.
I am running for this job for every person who wants their work recognized and rewarded. I am running for every parent who wants a better world for their kids. I'm running for every student who wants a good education, for every senior who wants affordable prescription drugs, for every worker, farmer, dreamer, and builder. I am running for every American. I am running for you.
26-year-old Kate Siebold of Minneapolis heard and liked the speech. She thinks Klobuchar is absolutely a viable candidate for president.
She could bring people together from all different walks of life and rural and urban America. So I do think it's exciting to have her running for president.
Snow-covered Noah McCourt, who's 24 and lives in Waconia, was also at the Klobuchar kickoff. He said he votes for Republicans and Democrats. He, too, likes Klobuchar.
Kind of get along with both sides, kind of like Amy. I think that the fact that she is so middle ground, I think she really is going to speak to a large portion of America.
Republicans accuse Klobuchar of breaking her pledge to serve out the 6-year Senate term she was just reelected to. Minnesota GOP Chair Jennifer Carnahan says Klobuchar hasn't accomplished much in the Senate and is not qualified for the presidency.
She's a senator of small things. She puts on this persona of being a nice Midwesterner, but she hasn't stood behind any core issue, championed it, or built that seniority out in Congress in her time in Washington, D.C.
Klobuchar faced negative news coverage leading up to her expected presidential campaign announcement, alleging she has a long record of mistreating her staff. As she left the Boom Island stage, Klobuchar faced the question of her management style from a reporter.
Yes, I can be tough. And yes, I can push people. I know that. But in the end, there are so many great stories of our staff that have been with me for years, who have gone on to do incredible things.
Cook Political Report senior editor Jennifer Duffy says news that Klobuchar may be difficult to work for may not help her efforts to gain support. But Duffy says there's another way to look at the criticism.
There are women who hear these stories and say, well, nobody ever says that about a man who's a tough boss. So there may be sort of a sort of sexist angle to it. But I don't think it's going to make or break this campaign. But for some voters, it may raise a red flag.
Klobuchar never mentioned President Trump in her speech. Later, she responded this way when asked whether she's tough enough to take on Trump.
I am tough enough to take on Donald Trump because I would have liked to see him sitting out here in the snow for an hour giving this speech. So, yes, I am.
President Trump weighed in on Klobuchar's launch, tweeting that she looked like a snowman, woman, parentheses, as she proudly talked about fighting global warming in a virtual blizzard of snow. Klobuchar says her first stops as a candidate will be later this week in Wisconsin, a state she says Democrats took for granted and lost to Trump in 2016. She's also heading to Iowa this week. Mark Zedeklik, NPR News, Minneapolis.
And we heard a little bit of this in Mark's piece, but after her speech, Amy Klobuchar spoke to reporters. There was music blaring in the background, which makes it a little hard to listen to, but here's the whole thing.
What makes you a unique candidate at this time? It's a crowded field. What makes you different than all the others?
Okay, what makes me unique is I did this announcement speech in the middle of a blizzard. And I think we need people with grit. I have that grit. And it's really important that we hear from all parts of the country and have someone in the White House that has people's back. And I am going to start here right on the Mississippi River, reach out to the rest of the heartland, and then to the rest of the country.
And what about those who say that they're progressives in the party, those on the coast and the urban areas who say that that's the party, the direction the party is going? How do you win them over?
Well, I think what we all want to see is progress. We want a president that looks people in the eye and tells them the truth and tells them where we need to go. And I don't think that has to be from one part of the country. It's what I've done my whole life.
Are you tough enough to take on Donald Trump?
I am tough enough to take on Donald Trump because I would have liked to see him sitting out here in the snow for an hour giving this speech. So, yes, I am.
Senator, some of the headlines this week talked about you are a pretty tough boss. What's your reaction when you see some of those headlines?
You know, I love our staff. Look at this incredible event they put together. And, yes, I can be tough. And, yes, I can push people. I know that. But in the end, there are so many great stories of our staff that have been with me for years, who have gone on to do incredible things. And I have, I'd say, high expectations for myself. I have high expectations for the people that work for me. But I have high expectations for this country. And that's what we need. We need someone who is focused on getting things done for the country, that is willing to cross the river of our divides, that's willing to walk the sturdy bridge to higher ground. And that's what this campaign is going to be about.
Do you think those headlines are sexist? Do you think those headlines are sexist?
You guys can take everything as they are and look into what you want in terms of what other members have done. I have no idea. I just know that I will take responsibility for this campaign, for what we do going forward, and how we are going to win the White House.
Where do you go next?
We are planning on next weekend. Well, I'm going to be going and doing some interviews tomorrow, and then we're planning this weekend to go. Next weekend, we're going to be in Iowa and in Wisconsin. I think we're starting in Wisconsin because, as you remember, there wasn't a lot of campaigning in Wisconsin in 2016. With me, that changes. That's where my mom was from. That's where she grew up. And that's where I built a bridge to Wisconsin along with the other federal government officials from Wisconsin and Minnesota. We worked really hard to get that bill done. We did. And that's kind of the metaphor for what we're going to do in Wisconsin. We're building bridges over there, and I'm going to be there a lot.
Senator, are your staff stories planted by your opponents?
I don't want to go into that at all. I believe in the freedom of the press. People should be able to look into what they want. But what I really want to focus on is an optimistic agenda for this country. I think if we spend this entire election time fighting with each other and going after each other, we are never going to bring this country where we need to go. I've always viewed my job as representing not just the people that voted for me, but also the people that didn't vote for me. And that's what I think we have to get in our head instead of this petty, vicious politics. It has to end, and we have to go forward as a nation. That means we look up, look at each other, and get to that higher ground.
That's Minnesota Senator and Democratic presidential hopeful Amy Klobuchar speaking to reporters in Minneapolis yesterday after her announcement. And that's your Polycast for this Monday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom.